Let us hear the word of God as it is written first in the first book of John, 1 John, first letter to John, chapter 5. It's very near the end of the Bible, page 943 in the Pew Bible. 1 John, chapter 5, reading verses 1 to 12. The heading is Faith in the Son of God. Hear then the word of God. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, whose truth confirms it with his testimony. So we have these three witnesses: the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and all three agree. Since we believe human testimony, surely we can believe the greater testimony that comes from God. And God has testified about his Son. All who believe in the Son of God know in their hearts that this testimony is true. Those who don't believe this are actually calling God a liar, because they don't believe what God has testified about his Son. And this is what God has testified: he has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. Here ends the first reading. The second reading is from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9, reading verses 27 to 34. It's on page 740 of the Pew Bible. The heading is Jesus Heals the Blind. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us!" They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead, they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. But the Pharisees said, "He can cast out demons because he is empowered by the prince of demons. Amen. May God bless these readings of his holy word, and to him be all honour and glory. Amen.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Looking through some magazines the other day, I found the perfect recommendation. I found a daily diet sheet. You do it, this food, the same every day, and you're guaranteed to look slimmer in 2020. They call it the secret diet. Oh, you're interested. Breakfast. One grapefruit. One slice of wholemeal toast. And one cup of skimmed milk. Doesn't sound too bad. Lunch. One small steamed chicken breast with spinach. And a cracker biscuit followed by a large glass of water. A snack. One pot of low-fat yogurt. Then we move on to dinner. To be eaten after 6 p.m. 2 bottles of wine. A loaf of garlic bread. 1 family-sized pizza. 3 Mars bars. And a large slice of strawberry cheesecake. The secret diet. The secret is, you don't do it yourself. Send this to your friends. You'll soon look the slimmest out of them all. <laughs> 2019 is drawing to a close. 2020 is on the way. Can you believe it? Another year that absolutely flew in. It only seems a short time ago that we were talking about and looking forward to the year 2000. And now, here we are, almost 2020. It's that time of year again when we are all going to start over and we will be thinking of all those wonderful plans. Perhaps trying their secret diet. So how can we make 2020 a better year? Perhaps we will be thinking, a new healthier me. Maybe time to stop or cut down on our alcohol intake. Maybe it will be time to give up fattening foods. Time to start going to the gym. To look out the membership card that has been forgotten about. You know the one. It's usually stored away at the back of your purse or your wallet, never seen the light of day. Then there is that dreaded thought, those terrible words, time to stop eating chocolate. This will be the year when I won't give up. I will stay strong and committed to my plan. No problem for me. I wish I had a pound for every time I said that. In 2020, let's make it a year when we draw closer to God. A year when we put God first in all we do and to have faith in his plan for us. Faith to let our worries go, handing them all over to God. And having faith once again to leave them there. So what is the definition of the word faith? I found two descriptions in the dictionary. The first, complete trust or confidence in someone or something. The second, strong belief in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. The constant worry of everyday life makes this extremely hard to do. It is in our human nature to worry. A belief that we can make things better, all on our own. Well, we can't. We all need some help at some time in our lives. We need help for the bad times, times when we fail, times when we are hurt, when we sin, when we feel disappointed, and when we feel let down, and even when we make stupid decisions. As this year comes to an end, you may be going through much reflection as to what happened in the past 12 months. Some will have testimonies, others will remember challenges, while some of us may think of health issues that we have faced. Some will say, it was my best year, while some might say, it could have been better. Others, unfortunately, will say, this was my worst year ever. It's so easy to doubt God, especially when things go wrong. But we must have faith. We all have it. We do. When you got up this morning and put on the light, you exercised faith. When you board a train, you have faith that it will get you to your destination. When you post a letter, you have faith that it will arrive in time. Now that takes faith with our Royal Mail. When we get tablets from the doctor, we have faith. We expect them to work. We believe they will work. This morning, when I got up, I picked Catherine up from work and we made our way home. Getting into the house, she asked me, would you like a cup of coffee? I said yes. Now, I had faith in Catherine that she would not add poison to my coffee. She might have felt like it, but she didn't. In the Bible, Jesus talks many times about faith. To those he healed, your faith has healed you. To those he offered forgiveness, your faith has saved you. To the disciples in times of crisis, O you of little faith. To the Roman centurion who believed that his servant could be healed if Jesus simply said the word, I have not found such faith in all Israel, Jesus said. In our reading from Matthew this morning, he tells the two blind men as he touched their eyes and healed them, because of your faith, it will happen. Faith is so central in the gospel message. So what is faith? Because it is spiritual, faith is a work of God. It is produced by God in those who hear the word of Christ with the right attitude. Faith is more than belief. Faith is like a plant that grows up in those whose hearts are honest after the seed of the word has been sown in them. It is central to our salvation. God's righteousness comes to us by faith. There are several steps that are involved in this saving faith. Firstly, we are awakened to the reality of God. God is. And God is the source of everything else that is. Faith accepts this as true. Not only do we accept the reality of God, but we recognize his power and authority and his nature of holiness. We are here, and everything else is here because God created and sustains us. God is holy. God is absolutely good. We are not. We are powerless and hopeless without him. We are all guilty of sinning. We are all flawed because of sin. Every one of us sitting and standing here this morning. Here we see a sharp contrast drawn between us and God. We like to think of ourselves a lot more like God than we really are. Sin blinds us into thinking that it is not really that serious. In fact, sin makes us believe that the problem isn't really ours, it's God's. We end up pointing an accusing finger at the one who exposes our problem. Rejecting our condition of sin or making light of it is basically rejecting God. Faith, on the other hand, agrees with God and accepts the conviction of sin as seriously as God says it is. Faith accepts that we are powerless without God. We can't help ourselves. We cannot redeem ourselves. Faith also accepts God's answer to the problem. We simply embrace what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. What is the faith that has come? It centers on the biblical reality and the spiritual accomplishment of Jesus' death on the cross. It is not something we have done. It is something he has done. All that we do is receive it from him. Walking in the light is faith in God's revealed will and cooperation with the indwelling Spirit of Christ. In our other reading this morning, John tells us, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. Loving God means keeping his commandments. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we can achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And this is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has his Son has life. In 2020, let us draw closer to God. Let us grow as a church, reach out to those in need, and move forward in faith. Let us pray. Lord, you make all things new. You bring hope alive in our hearts and cause our spirits to be born again. Come and kindle in us a mighty flame so that in our time many will see the true wonder of your love and that they will live forever to praise your glorious name. Amen.